Greetings, brothers and sisters. So yesterday, the 12th, you had my testimony of how Jesus saved me. Now, I want to tell you how you can share the gospel with someone if you are saved, so that they can be saved. And many Christians don't have a very easy time of sharing the gospel. But just imagine, you're walking down the street and two cars crash. And you rush up to one car, and both people in are dead. You rush up to another car, there's one person in it, and he's almost dead. He's laying there in his blood, and you know he's bleeding to death, and you know he's only got a couple minutes to live. Could you share the gospel with him? God says that if he warns the sinner, and you don't tell him, like he tells the sinner you're going to die, and you don't tell him, because God speaks, he speaks through us, that the sinner's blood is going to be on our head. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The Bible tells us that we are the hands and feet of Jesus. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Then he told his disciples, ye are the light of the world. We are here. Jesus went to heaven, and he gave us his Holy Spirit, and we are here to carry on his great commission here on earth. His work. Jesus doesn't come down in bodily form and preach to people. He doesn't send angels. He sends us. If we don't know how to share the gospel with someone, they will not hear, generally. Therefore, as a Christian, listen if you don't have it clear how you can share the gospel with a person in 2 minutes. And though you don't normally maybe happen on accident scenes, yet you may have 2 minutes when someone's pumping gas across from you, or many other situations of life. If you can't share it in 2 minutes, and you don't know it well enough. I was on a job site sharing the gospel with some people, unbelievers, and I said, how do you become a Christian? And I asked this Christian guy that was working a little further away, and he said, oh, you have to repent every day. At least he's a professing Christian, I thought. No, that's not it. That's what the lost people do, the Catholics. That's not the thoughts that was going through my mind at that moment, but I went on to explain to them how you can become a Christian. Because repenting every day is, yeah, as Christians, we need to repent of any sins we do, but that's not how you become a Christian. That's completely missing the mark. So I'll share this so that you as a Christian know how to share the gospel. And if there is someone listening to this who is not a Christian, I hope to make it clear and simple enough that you can become a Christian. For ultimately, what do you have? If you gain this whole world and lose your own soul, go to hell, you could become the richest person in the world, be, quote-unquote, the happiest, and the richest don't bring joy, and then you die and go to hell, then what's it all worth? Today is the day of salvation. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. My brother was perfectly healthy, and he died, 24 years old, in a construction accident. Bang, it's over. That could happen to me. I want construction, too. Any one of us. You have to be ready today. So, what is it and how? Well, I won't explain the whole thing, but I'll give the start of it. How do you share the gospel? Or, yes, what is it? Well, the good news is there's a holy, awesome, all-powerful, all-knowing God who created heaven and earth. And he created us. And why did he create us when he needed nothing of any man? For he had all things. He spoke and all came into existence. Such a powerful God. He created these angels, perfect and beautiful, praising and giving glory to him, serving him perfectly, never sinning or making mistakes or doing anything wrong or stupid that we know of at all. And why did he create us, just blundering idiots as we humans are much of the time? Why did he create us? Look at the mess we've made of these wars, the disasters that go on in this world. Why did he create us? foreknowing, because he knows the end from the beginning. He knows every thought of your heart. He knows the motive. He knows why you do what you do, even when you yourself don't know it. And he knows why you will do what you will do the last day of your life, because he knows everything. Now, let's not get this mixed up with your free will. You are free, but he knows. And that's a whole side issue. And some people say, well, then I'm not free because God already knows it. No. That's not a rabbit trail I want to go down right now. Let me just explain it this way very fast. The weatherman may know with 100% certainty that it's going to rain. But when it rains, you cannot go and blame that weatherman. Yeah, you called because you said it was going to rain. You knew it was going to rain, so it had to rain. No. He just knew it. But you know the weatherman does not make it rain. In the same way, God knows what's going to happen. He knows today if you're going to turn from your sin or if you're going to continue in it. But you're free. I don't know. You are free, though. And if you can't reconcile those two thoughts, don't worry about it. Years down the road, you should be able to. It was hard for me, but eventually it made sense. Remember, God is so great, we cannot understand him. He wants to believe him. Ultimately, if I had some little explanation of God that was simple that anyone could understand, then he wouldn't be God because, well, I could have made him up. But if he's beyond our understanding, then that in itself is proof that he is the true God, because obviously he is higher than us since he created us. We can understand him, then he would be just a figment of our imagination. Anyway, there's an awesome God that created us, needing nothing of any man. Why did he create us? To love him, to be his children, so that he could pour his love on us. When you think about that, no matter what failure you have made in life, what a mess you've made of things, to know that God created you because he loves you. That, my friend, is amazing. Remember that. God knew the sins you would do, the mistakes you would make, the stupid things you would do. And yet, he created you in your mother's womb to be his child. If Donald Trump, maybe you like him or don't, adopted you, or Bill Gates, or whatever, the richest man in the world adopted you, said, hey, I want you to be my heir, you would feel very honored. Like, who am I? A nobody, the richest man in the world. A multi-billionaire, let's say somebody with $100 billion. The owner of Amazon.com, I think he was the richest man. Adopted you and said, you will be my heir. You would feel honored. Wow. Now I'm all of a sudden a multi-billionaire. Well, God of heaven and earth, the universe, all the golden and everything, he created you to be his child, or knowing everything you do, every mistake and sin that ever gave us. That is love. And you should feel very, 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 very loved to have a God like that. I would love you so much to create you to be a child. And all children are God's children. Then when a person sins knowingly, when he gets to that age of accountability, I don't know what that age is, but when you get however old, that you're not a little child anymore, then you're older, you know. You really know what's right and wrong, and you choose fully knowing to do wrong. And you leave the age of innocence. And then you are no longer God's child. You left God and you become a follower of the devil. Because when we sin, sin is of the devil, and by default, we're following the devil. Sin is the opposite of God. God is holy. God cannot tolerate sin. Sin cannot live in his presence. The sinner would be burnt up. If you or I, with the sins we have, would be in the presence of a holy God in our human, sinful bodies, we would be consumed immediately as in a fire. We'd be burned up. And this is the holy God who created heaven and earth and created us. So all children are his children, and you and I were, but when we chose sin, we began to follow the devil. That's the problem. So I like to start there when I have the time. When you just have 2 minutes, you can't hardly. You can say that God created you to be his child. Anyway, it's good for a person to think of that. Why did God create me? Just think a while. And most people do not have a clue. When you created, wow, I was created, I live and breathe and move to be a child of God. Wow. But my sin that I chose separated me from God. Now the question comes, how can I be reconciled to God? I want to be a child of God again. I don't want to follow the devil and end up in hell with the devil. It's that simple. God's children live with God in eternity, with their father in his house in heaven. The devil live with the devil. There's only two camps in this world. No matter how good a person may be, he's in one of the two camps. He's not a child of God, but he's with the devil. So, do you know where you are today? You were created to be with God. You were created God's child. Are you his child today? Or are you with the devil? I want to keep on going, but next part will have to be tomorrow.